Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life, and where would I go? Oh my, how would I handle things? All that
I need you.
I just can't make it without you. Can't make it. not another day, not another moment, no.
I need love.
I need you, Lord. I need you. Good morning. Good morning. First, give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is Joshua 1 and 9. Be strong and courageous. I'm sorry. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord, your God, will with you always. Again, Joshua 1 and 9, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Again, that was Joshua 1 and 9. Excuse me for the mix-up. I'm doing multiple things, but still it's about the kingdom. Definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in, the United Kingdom, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Jamaica, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Germany, China, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, and Hong Kong. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday. We know that sometimes you can't openly praise God, but we're here on this side of the globe praying for a covering from you and your family to continue to bind the enemy up where you can still try your best to worship God. Remember, God doesn't care about what you did last night. All he wants is that gift from you. That's it, that one-on-one time, and you can start from there. No, it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying that. No way I'm saying that. Because remember, from Genesis to Revelations, nowhere in there says it's going to be easy. But it did say, have faith the size of a mustard seed. So continue to hold on to God's word. Continue to stand firm in your belief in him. Remember, he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. Father God, I ask you to come on the airway this morning, to cover the woman of God as she's getting ready to come on and speak to your people from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Less of her and more of you. Have your way in her mouth to give your words to your people. And bind the enemy up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I'm not going to prolong the time. Dr. Williams, are you there?
I am here. God bless you.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. You can go right ahead.
Good morning, good morning. Father, we just thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your most precious holy name on this morning, God. Thanking you yet for another day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And Father, we will be glad and we will rejoice in it. Father, we thank you as we come to you in this day, Lord God. Not only thanking you, Lord God, oh God, for this day, but for who you are to us. And so, Father, I thank you for the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, for you partnering with us on today, as, Lord, you would flow through us, you would flow, Lord God, through me. And I decree and declare, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, would fall upon the holy ground, the good ground of the hearts of your people. Lord, we bind up every spirit contrary to your purpose, your will, and your plan. And, Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory and adoration, hallelujah, as we exhort and exalt your name this morning, God, because, Father, you are the one, the true, the living God, omniscient God. And so we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Amen and amen. I just love the Lord on this morning. I am Dr. Williams, amen, and I am the director over International Spiritual Warfare Network, where we are raising up mighty intercessors across this globe. Also, amen, we have just started a ministry called Global Nation Revival Center, which is in the works by October. The first week in October, that ministry will be launched, and so I need you to be in prayer for me with that. Amen. Many may not know, but I lost my husband and my mother 2 weeks apart on last year, and God dramatically just began to change my life. And so what has happened now is there has been what's called, I would say, a greater glory. On September the 24th, we will have our first glory night in Southeast Texas. Amen. We have a hub here. And like I said, it's Glory Nation Revival Center. God says that this is a time that we will no longer do church as usual. you know, behind the four walls of the church. People are tired, and people are saying, you know, I need to get back to the way that I was. No, God is not trying to get you back to the way that you were. He is trying to move you forward. And so the way that he moves us forward is that we have to understand the times, the seasons that we are in. And so the sons of Issachar, they knew the times, they knew the seasons, and they moved therein. And so I want you to understand the way to that is to tune into the voice of God, to lean your ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so in so doing, I begin to study the months and the seasons and the times of the year, not according to the Gregorian calendar, but according, hallelujah, to the Hebrew calendar, because we know that Israel is God's chosen people, but God led me this route and this way, and I'm glad that he did, because he has begun to open up a whole new realm to me in different things, in times, and in seasons. And so I just want to encourage you, and I want to go over something with you just for a moment, and then I'm just going to go into prayer, and I won't be before you long. The Bible says this month is what? This is the month of September, according to the Gregorian calendar. Now, I've taught this before, but I want to go into it with some of you who may not understand this, because God still has me on this. The month of Elul, you spell that word E-L-U-L. This is the time and the season where God has us in a place where we have to stand for where we are going. This is the month that God is saying, I want you to look at yourself. There is self-improvement that you have to do. Know where you're going this month. This is according to the Hebrew month, the sixth month on the calendar of August through September, which the mid-September, which gives us 29 days. And it's a Hebraic picture. And what that Hebraic picture represents, every Hebrew letter represents a picture. It is a nail or a tent peg, okay? So this was a time when the king would leave his palace and put down his tent peg, amen, amongst the people, so he could dwell among the people of God. So women of God, men of God, the king is what? He's in the field, and you can smell him. You can taste him. And so this is compared to what? The Song of Solomon, where he says, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. So this month, this time, this season that we are in, it is teaching us how to turn it around. Repentance time, repentance and time for the high holy days. Amen. This is the month. You have to understand that each month when we see our body, our physical bodies, do you not know that even in the physical body, each part of our organs, each part of our bodies, do you know that literally if you begin to study the scriptures, it represents, amen, an organ? I did not know that until I began to study and really get into the word of God. And this is the month that we are processing things. What processes toxins out of your body? It is your kidney. So it is the month of the left kidney and the month of Gad. This is the tribe of Gad. Now, I know this may be different for some of you, but look it up. Amen. This is a time of transition, a major transitional month. I want you to pray and lift up your hands where you are and say, Father, don't let me miss my transition in this month, because this is the time that we are in transition, and you have to find your place, hallelujah, in the camp of the Lord. In other words, where the lights have gone out in one facility, where lights have gone out and the Holy Spirit is not present there, move. This is the time to move and to move in due season, the order of the Lord. So find your place in the camp of the Lord, for this is the window to find your place. Don't lose sight, hallelujah, of the opportunity of the window that is open unto you. This is the time that the enemy, Satan himself, will attempt to take you through some of the things that will cause you to miss the window of opportunity and the connection. Many are missing the opportunity and connection because of the mistrust, amen, of people, the mistrust that is in their heart. They're going to miss what God is really doing. So many are going to go into a place of isolation on their own. This is a time where many are going to that place of isolation on their own. They're going to blame it on everything else, but it is not going to be everything else. It is not going to be everybody else. It's going to be of their own accord that they go in isolation. The enemy is crafty. He will cause things to come up, and he will cause offenses. He will cause traps. He will cause, amen, us to come up into things and come against things, and it will cause us to shrink back. But how many of you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? So don't allow the offenses. Don't allow the things that you have to face to turn you around. Many are going into isolation, not understanding that we have strength in numbers. For the word of the Lord is this, that one would put 1,000 to flight and 10,000 and to 10,000. And so we have to understand that there is what? Strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. And so as many are going into that place of isolation in this season, they're doing it on their own. And let me tell you, God is not an island. So some people think that they don't need other people. It is a sign, and it is an issue of mistrust. It is an issue of the spirit of rejection, because you won't be able to operate in the corporate Passover that we are going into. Passover has four distinct areas. One is corporate. So you could find yourself in your wilderness by yourself. Isolation will allow hell to pick you off. So somebody just lift up your hands and say, Father, this is a time that I refuse to be isolated. You are open for an attack when you are isolated. Hallelujah. The wilderness thereof, it is linked with your confrontation of the enemy in this season. You will confront the enemy in your life, whatever it is, whether it's poverty, whether it's rejection, whether it's mistrust, whether it's something that you're going through on your job, whether it's COVID, whatever it is, you're going to confront that enemy. So there is a blessing process that you can achieve in this time in the month of Elul. Now, I talk about what I went through, so I had to be careful, because grief comes in during your process. And so the spirit of grief has tried to catch on and latch on to many, but the blessing cycle still continues through the wilderness experience. Although some of you may have gone into the wilderness, also some of you may be in the wilderness right now, just know that even in your wilderness experience, the Spirit of the Lord is saying the blessing cycle is still continuing with you. So if you have experienced grief, you are still going to be processed through this season. So celebrate the Lord. Celebrate what God has you going through. Amen. Celebrate, amen, how the Lord has brought you out. Amen. Acquire the blessing, amen, of this month. The tribe of Gad, it means blessing. It means good fortune. So this is the time when your rewards will begin to manifest over what you have done. So you are in a defining time. Grief has a year process, but it also has a 7-day defining process. My grief was over. I said as of August, I would not grieve anymore. I told the Lord, I said, I need you to help me through this. And the Lord said, there'll be different waves of grief that come. But do you know, as of September the 19th, it will have been a year since I buried my husband, and then the month prior, my mother. And I thank God, because he has literally allowed me to go through this year, and it has been a defining process. The 7 days of grief are very intense, so we have to learn to approach the king in this month, because why? He's in the field. Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3, he says, I'm my beloved, and my beloved is mine. So it represents in this time and in this season the ability to change. Somebody say, I have to change within. So we're not looking at everybody else to change, but somebody say, the ability to change myself, the ability to change ourselves. The Holy Spirit wants to partner with you in this month to make sure that you understand you have the ability, as you partner with the Holy Spirit, to change yourself. For this is the holiest of months before Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah coming into that new year. So before Rosh Hashanah hits, we have to do what we must do. We have to get before the Lord. We have to go into a time of repentance. We have to go into a time of fasting, a time of prayer. Remember that once a year, the King of Kings, that King, he leaves his palace, and he visits the various regions of the kingdom. When you study a king and the process of a king and the life of a king, and while the king is yet in the field, he's relaxed. He's enjoying the early fall weather. And so he doesn't stand on the same formality that he does when he's in the palace. There is an open window where you can drop the formalities with God in this season, and you can say, God is me. I need you. So the common folk, if you begin to study this, you study the life of the king. The common folk were allowed to come, and they were allowed to greet the King of Kings. Come on, somebody. And so we're going to be able to greet the King of Kings and have an open window of opportunity in this month in a whole new, fresh way. So they were allowed to be able to go up to the king. They had access in a different formality. and receive his blessing. So during this month of Elul, the king is in the field. He's easily accessible unto you. And we only have to make an effort to go and greet him. How many of you are going to greet the king in this month? So the Lord began to give me the attributes and say, I want you to tell my people to look for this. He said, this is the month of harvest. Look for your harvest in this month, whether it's good or bad. Come on, somebody. The month of harvest in this month. This is the month known for when the king is in the field. This is the month known for when God wants us to be established with him in this month. This is the month that we have to look at ourselves and we have to look at our families, have to look at our jobs, have to look at our business, have to look at everything and say, I got to fix what's broken. Broken, we need to fix it. This is the time that we can have great intimacy with the Lord. This is the month, the time of the month of tribe of Gad. We spoke about that. Good fortune, blessing. This is the time where you can literally choose to hate or choose to love. Choose to love this month. This is a month of the double fruit. Watch your alignments and your partnerships in this month. This is the month that we have to understand to come into the all of the living God. This is the month that we can grab hold of the mercies of God. This is the month that we reach back into our past and we draw it into our future. This is the month that we watch, hallelujah, how we operate. We have to think more relational. This is a month that we have to process and experience things. This is a month to run into the power of might. I spoke on might on yesterday, the spirit of might. For there is a strength stronger than us that we can run into someone greater than what we are. And we have peace during this month. So find your time to regroup and to be made whole. This is a month that I talk about fixing what is broken. And I say to you, if it's fixable, God will tell you. If not, let it go. Start afresh. This is a month that we have to deal with the complex systems and begin to know and understand them. This is a month that we have to nurture the call. We have to nurture the people around us. We have to nurture our ministries. We have to nurture our children and our families. This is a month to nurture. And this is one of the apostolic months that we have to consider. Who is nurturing you? Who is watching after you? You need to be sure this month that somebody that honestly cares about you is watching after you. See, Rebecca, she gave birth to Jacob and Esau during this month. And you begin to see, are you birthing a blessing? Then God will hate later on. What are you contending for in this month? For the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I will allow you to contend on this month. Contend for your families. Contend for your ministries. Contend for the things that are around you. Contend. For the Lord will also contend with those who contend with you. So this is a contending month and the month of the left hand, but also a month that we can say our emotions have to be in good and acting ability. We can't have our emotions all over the place. So if you were born in this month between August and the mid-September, guess what? You have the ability to stand through some of the hardest adversities. And you won't even become a basket case, but you'll become what? A burden bearer. So we know that you are a burden bearer if you were born this month. So we just want to pray. Father, we thank you that this is the month of harvest, God, and we decree and declare that your harvest will come over the people of God on this month, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we understand that you are in the field. And Father, we just praise you and worship you this morning for who you are, asking you, oh God, on this day to forgive us of our sins, oh God. We thank you for establishing us, oh God, in this month. We thank you, Father God, that you are beginning, Lord God, to repair, for you are the repair of the breach, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are repairing what is broken, God. I thank you that we are coming into a time of intimacy with you. you, God, for we know you, Lord God, for this is the month of Gad, the time of blessing and the time of good fortune, God, that, Lord, no matter what we go through and what we encounter, God, we will keep choosing love on this month, God. I thank you that we will produce this month. We will produce and contend with the enemy that is contending with us. For, Father, this is the month of double fruit, double blessing. I decree and declare it over this line, God. I decree and declare that proper alignments would come to us in this month. I decree and declare that proper partnerships would come to us in this month. I decree and declare that this is the time, Lord God, that you would come, Lord God, and we would know and be in awe of who you are to us, God. I thank you, Lord, that the mercies of the Lord, that they are new every morning. So we grab hold of your mercy on this morning, and we reach back to our past, God, and we draw it back into our future, God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that, Lord, you are giving us, Lord God, wisdom on how to become more relational in this time and in this season, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are allowing us to go through the process to experience things, Lord God, but doing it, God, under your covering, God. I thank you, Lord God, that we possess the kratos, the power of my God, the spirit of my God, which is their strength, God, that is stronger than us. We thank you for that strength, oh God. We thank you for the strength of the living God, that dunamis power that rests upon us, God, so that when we can operate, Lord God, we can perform mighty deeds according to your words, God. We have peace, God, and I decree and declare that the peace of the living God is over our ministries, over our families, our homes, and in this city, in our cities, in our prospective regions and nation. Lord, I thank you that, Lord God, everything that has been broken around us, God, if it is fixable, Father, I pray as we lay it on the altar, God. We lay marriages on the altar, God. We lay relationships on the altar, God. We lay, Lord God, our businesses, God, and our families, God, and structures and systems on the altar this morning, God. And we decree and declare whatever is broken, God. We breathe the breath of life on it, God. I decree and declare, Lord God, that the Ruach, oh God, the winds of God is blowing across that altar, God, over the people of God on this morning. I thank you, Father God, that we will go through and understand the systems that you have for us. And Father, we will look ahead and say, who is taking care of us? Who is nurturing us? And Father, I pray for that nurturing spirit to come up over the mothers of Zion. I decree and declare that the nurturing spirit will come up over the pastors. I decree and declare that the nurturing spirit will come up over the people of God on this morning. This is a time where Rebecca, hallelujah, gave birth. And so, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, that you, God, will allow us to birth a blessing, that we won't birth anything false, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that we are contending for you, oh God, on this month, God. I thank you, Lord, that we will be emotionally healthy, God. And, Lord, we will have good acting ability in this month, God. I thank you that we will stay. And Lord God, even in the midst of some of the adversity we've had to go through and some that we are going through, Father, I thank you, Father God, that, Lord, you are a burden bearer, God, and that, Father God, you are a heart fixer, God, a mind regulator, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, that, Father, you would begin, Lord God, to do a new thing in our lives, Father God. I thank you that even though, Lord God, the things that are happening in this earth, God, we are releasing the blood of Yeshua, God, and so we immerse everyone over this line in the blood of Christ, and Father, we saturate, Lord God, our spirits this morning, and even the conscious minds of the people of God over this line with the blood of Yeshua, God. I thank you, Lord God, as I bind up every spirit, oh God, that is contrary to your purpose and your will. And Lord God, I decree and declare over their sight, their hearing, their smell, and their taste, and their touch, God. I thank you, Lord God, as we even saturate physical bodies this morning, and we apply, Lord God, the blood of Jesus, oh God, to every blood cell and immune system in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that the blood covers our brain. It covers the physical appetites of the people this morning, God. We cover the doorpost, God, in the name of Jesus, and every possession, God, by the blood of Christ, God. For we have overcome the enemy, God, right now in the name of Jesus by the blood. And so, Lord, I thank you that we receive multiplied grace on this morning for the blood of Jesus, God. I thank you for the peace of the living God, for we are made perfect, God, through the blood of the everlasting covenant on this morning. And, Lord, we have boldness to enter in through the presence of God, and it is through the shed blood of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you this morning as we just worship you, Father God, that our conscience is purged from every dead work, Father, and that, Lord God, that we serve you, the one, the true, the living God, through the blood of Christ, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are redeemed of the Lord. For the redeemed of the Lord, you said in your word, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, God. And so we have redemption through the blood of Yeshua this morning, and we are redeemed from the powers of hell and from the hand of the enemy, oh God. I thank you, Father, because you said in your word, lift up your eyes because I have redemption. deception is here, God. And so we destroy the power of the enemy, Lord God, over our land and over this nation, God, from border to border, God. We thank you that the blood comes, God. And so, Lord, we decree and declare, Father God, that the anointed one, it's you, Jesus Christ, that walks this nation and rules over this nation, God. And so, Lord, we come against every illegal law that has come into legal, that has come into legislation right now. And Father, I decree and declare as we employ the angels from heaven, God, to go over this nation and begin to snatch down every illegal law. Oh, King of Kings, who is this King of Glory? It is the Lord strong, oh God, mighty and exalted. We thank you, Father God, that you are strong and mighty and that you cover this nation, God. I pray, God, for the manifestation, Lord God, of your hand over this land, God, where we release the sword of the Lord over this morning, God, against the powers of hell over this nation and our cities, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Lord as we gird it up, God. And Lord God, we thank you that we will prosper in this land. And we decree and declare, Father God, Psalms 91 over this land, God. We bind COVID-19 and our families from our homes and from around us. And we decree and declare that we don't have our hands open to COVID, but our hands are open to the blessing of the Lord that make it rich, but yet added no sorrow to it, God. I thank you, Father God, as we go in this day, Father God, that the windows of heaven are open over us. And the windows of heaven are not only open, God, but we walk therein, God. For the blessing of the Lord are poured out over us in this appointed time. And so, Father, we thank you, for this is when your angels are coming with swords to fight, God, on behalf of us in this time to render judgment. And so, Father, we thank you that you are releasing your sword out of your mouth against the enemy, God, of COVID. You are releasing your sword against the enemies of those who are behind everything that is happening in the United States now and in our prospective cities, God, in the school systems, God, and in our regions, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are setting your mark up on our enemies, God, and that your arrows are bright as you release your own vengeance, God. But Lord, we thank you that, Father, we are covered in the blood, for 1,000 would fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but oh God, it shall not come nigh our dwelling. And so, Father, this is a time that we decree and declare that, Father, we lift up our eyes to you and we say, Father God, that we are actually in your refuge, God. And Lord, we thank you that there be no demonic manipulation, God, for coming, Lord God, to us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that even, Lord God, today, God, things that have been working against our life, God, we stand and we decree and declare divine reversal over our businesses, divine reversals over, Lord God, our economy, divine reversals, Father God, where people have spoken negatively over our ministries, God. We cast them down now, every spirit. I decree and declare that every ministry represented, Glory Nation, shall prosper and be fruitful. ISWN will prosper and be fruitful. My children and our businesses will prosper and be fruitful, God, because we refuse to be under the control of spiritual influence, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are under control of the living God. And so, Father, expose everything demonically around me, God, that does not have the capacity to hold me. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and including these people on this line, let, Lord God, them understand who they are, God. We won't respond to every evil call, God, but, Father, we will rise up in you. And everything that is standing up against our life, we decree and declare that it fall, and it cannot rise no more in the name of Jesus, God. And so, Father, I thank you. We take the interest away from Satan. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as we send a cease and desist order, and we decree and declare, Father God, in this day that we have dominion, that we rule in dominion and authority, God, and that everywhere that our feet would tread, we would drop the butter of the word. And so, true and living God, omniscient God, omnipotent God, the one Lord God, Jehovah Gabor, the one that fights for us, oh God, Lord Sabaoth, the one that wars. We employ the angels from heaven to go before us to make every crooked place straight. We send angels to go on our jobs, angels to go into our finances and disperse what is there. Father, I come against the hand of the enemy that is coming against our finances, and I decree and declare this morning, God, that, Lord, we shall prosper. We will prosper. We sow seeds. We give tithes. And because, Lord God, we pay tithes and give seeds, and because we celebrate first fruits, Lord God, we thank you that, Father, you are coming in and you are taking rulership and ownership over our lives. I thank you, Father, for your word as we experience all things in this month, for this is the month of Elul. This is the month that we will put off all things. This is the month, Father God, that we will have the double blessing. This is the month that we will walk and contend with the enemy that is contending with us. This is the month that we will fulfill and see our harvest in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the blessings that are in this month. I decree and declare September 1 through, hallelujah, September 30 will be one of blessing. Every day, blessing. May the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow come September 1st through September 30th. And Lord God, I thank you that each one of those days, as I prophesy and decree and declare over this month, that unexpected blessings would hit September 1st through the 30th of this month. I thank you, Lord God, that we will experience the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, in this month, September 1st through the 30th. I thank you, Lord, that we'll be able to defeat systems in this month, September 1st through the 30th. As I decree and declare over September 1st through the 30th, God, you are making all things new, for the King is in the field. So, Father, we seal this prayer by the blood of Yeshua, by the keys of David that are laid upon my shoulder as an intercessor. O Lamb of God, have your way. We bind all backlash and retaliation, eternal God, as we are covered. We bind all witchcraft, cultism that try to come against us. And, Lord, I stand in your presence, and I bow, Lord God, before you this morning, because I know that you are our protector. You are our provider. You are Jehovah, Rafika, the one that heals. Jehovah Jireh, the one that gives us everything that we need. You are our source. And Father, we are dependent upon you this morning. And we thank you as we carry out everything in this day. You will be with us to make every crooked place straight. No hurt, harm, or danger, I decree and declare, would come to my loved ones, would come to the people of God on this line, would come to the people in this ministry and in my ministry, those who are attached to me, in the name of Yeshua. I bless everyone on this line and those around me, and I bless your day today, and I decree and declare blessings over September 1 through 30th in Jesus' name of this month. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. That is all that I have this morning as I am getting ready to go out on a flight. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Well, God, let the people know how they can contact you if they want to be a part of your ministry or hear you again or just want somebody to sow into you. Let them know how they can contact you.
Amen. Well, I am the leader over International Spiritual Warfare Network. You can go to www.internationalspiritualwarfarenetwork.org. That's www.internationalspiritualwarfarenetwork.org. We're also in the midst of creating a website for Glory Nation, which will come into fruition. So look for that. You can also go to my Facebook page, Vanessa Williams. So you can look me up in Beaumont, Texas. And so if you send me a friend request, I'm almost at my limit, so I may not be able to accept. But you can also catch me on Instagram as well. So under Vanessa Williams, Pastor Vanessa Williams. You can sow to us as well if those would like to sow on this morning. We have been praying over businesses. So I ask if you do so, put the name of your business and your family down so we can pray. We have been seeing God work in miracles. So our Cash App is $ISWN Inc. That's $ISWN Inc. $ISWN Inc. That's the Cash App. We also receive through Venmo, and our Venmo account is also ISWN-INC777. That's at ISWN-INC777. That's Venmo, ISWN-Inc777. Amen. And so I want you to know, amen, that we are blessed. We're also going to be having September 24th. Dr. Hakeem Collins will be here at our first Glory Night in Beaumont, Texas at 680 North 7th Street, Beaumont, Texas. And so he will be there. Look for that. That is on my Facebook page. It is free. However, COVID testing will be required. And so with that being said, because of the times that we're in, we want to just be sure that we protect the people. We've never had an outbreak, but amen, as times are growing and seasons are changing, we just want to make sure. And so we will be doing quick testing, which is rapid, right outside the door, and it is quick and it is not invasive. So just know that, amen, when you come, we will do that. You can also bring your own as long as it's been done within 3 days. Amen. So that is what we are doing. And so I minister usually every week, at the beginning of the month, I minister on the times and the seasons of the month. I also minister sometimes through the week on Wednesdays, but a lot of times you can catch me on my Facebook page, Vanessa Williams, amen, and our new Facebook page is being made, and it will be called Glory Nation Revival Center, amen. So that is how you can actually get in touch with us. You can also email us. Email us at ISWNINC@yahoo.com. That is ISWNINC@yahoo.com. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you again, Woman God, for coming on. I know you're getting ready to catch your flight. May God bless you tremendously for coming on and giving that word this morning. Have a safe trip, and I will talk to you soon.
God bless you, and thank
you. Yes, ma'am. What a word this morning. If you guys didn't tune in, you can always go back to the link that I pasted on Word of Gospel Connection, as well as Apostles page. Also, you can always go back into the Word from God. We didn't want to keep her up too long because she's getting ready to go out and do God's will again. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Can I make you put your phone down?
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
You got it.
Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do.
You'll say,
cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised.
Come! miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this place. We thank you for this gathering. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence being in this place, God. Thank you for gracing us with your presence and allowing us to come back together once again, God. Oh, God, I pray that you will bless this church. Thank you for what you have done and the awesomeness of your hand that you have shown in this grand church of God in Christ. Lord, we lift you up and give you glory tonight. We pray that your word would come with power and might. We pray that your word will come, God, so the enemy will be terrified and the body of Christ will be edified. And most of all, God, you will be glorified. And we glorify your name, God. Everything that we say and do, you be honored and you be glorified for the things that you have done and the things that you will do. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Can you clap your hands again for God and his awesomeness? God bless you. You may take your seat. I do honor the Lord for this night tonight, for just being in the land of the living. It's just a blessing to be able to wake up in the morning and to just open your mouth and say, God, I thank you for another day. And I don't take it for granted, because God has certainly been kind to me, and I have a reason to praise and worship God tonight. And I come for no other purpose but for him to give the glory. Amen. And I do honor the Lord for this time and this place. And I'm just happy to be here because I'm here with my sisters and my brothers. And I do give God the honor and glory for the activities of my limbs. I would like to give honor to the honorable presiding bishop of this great church, Bishop Charles Blake. We honor you, Bishop. We honor you. And to Bishop P.A. Brooks and Bishop Macklin, the entire general board, and to my father, Bishop John H. Sheard, and the board of bishops, and to Mother Rivers. Mother Rivers. Mother Rivers. Mother Rivers. Mother, I have to say, just pause right here and say that, of course, my mother, Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, would be grateful to know that you have given, looked out for her girls and given this opportunity for us tonight. I thank you for this opportunity, for I realize that there are so many women and evangelists, missionaries in this awesome church that could have chosen and done a better, that you could have chosen and done a better job than I. This is such a milestone in my life. This platform I esteem highly. I will never forget this moment that you've given me. I do not take it for granted. I thank you, Mother. Can you help us appreciate Mother tonight? And I give honor to my First Lady, Lady Mae Blake. We honor you tonight. God bless you. And to my wonderful supervisor, Mother Corrine Wade Adams, much love to you. Thank you for that introduction. And to my mother, Mother Willie Mae Sheard. Can you stand, Mother, and show your beauty? Amen. I love Mother. To the Executive Board of Women's Department, of course, especially to Mother Lewis, Mother Dr. White, and to all of the women that worked so hard to make this Women's Convention, we honor you. And to the all of the supervisors, the bishops' wives, and all the women of God, and especially to Mother Mary Jane Walton, Mother Louise Patterson, and Mother Owens, these women I honor in my life. And to my big sisters, Jackie and Dorinda, will you stand, please? Those are my big sisters. Amen. Of course, my sister Dorinda is my mentor in the ministry, so as I take this flight, she'll be my co-pilot just in case the plane decides to fall. And to my pride and joy, my children, Kiera, will you stand? That's my baby. So proud because she's a graduate of Wayne State University. So proud of you. And my son, Jay Drew, will you stand? He's on the drum. Oh, he looks very neat and nice. I'm so proud. And he is a senior at Mary Grove College in Detroit, Michigan. So proud. And what can I say about the man of my life who makes life worth living? Oh, to my husband who has given me the best 28 years of my life. And I'm honored to know that I'm his wife, his girlfriend, and his baby's mama all in one person. His swag shakes the very foundation of my heart. He's my honey in my mood and my music and my tune. Please help me celebrate God for my king, my Boaz, my husband, Bishop J. Drew Sears. I love you, honey. I had to get that out the way. And to my church family, Greater Emmanuel at home, thank you for your prayers and North Central Jurisdiction. And to all of my sisters out there, and especially to my sister Angie Rivers, God bless you. Much love to you, sweetie. And to all of you, God's people, I'm just glad to be home with my sisters and my brothers. Are you all praying for me? Well, can you go to the Word tonight? with me, and I'm going to go to the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 47th verse, and we'll begin from the 22nd chapter, the 47th verse, to the 51st verse. And I'll be reading from God's Word version of the Bible. And it reads, "While he was still speaking to the disciples, a crowd arrived. The man called Judas, one of the 12 disciples, was leading them. He came close to Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, 'Judas, do you intend to betray the Son of Man with a kiss?' The men who were with Jesus saw what was going to happen. So they asked him, 'Lord, should we use our swords to fight?' One of the disciples cut off the right ear of the chief priest's servant. But Jesus said, 'Stop. That's enough of this.' Then he touched the servant's ear and healed him." I would like to place emphasis on the 48th verse, when it says, "Jesus said to him, 'Judas, do you intend to betray the Son of Man with a kiss?'" And then the 51st verse, "But Jesus said, 'Stop, that's enough of this.'" Well, my subject tonight, whatever you do, don't bother my Judas. Leave my Judas alone. Can you just tell your neighbor, say, "Whatever you do, don't bother my Judas." I admonish you tonight to please understand a few attributes of this man, Judas. He can be labeled as a betrayer, deceitful, or some would say a traitor. I'm reminded of a story of two parents, and their little girl was riding on their way to church, and they engaged in a conversation about a fellow church member by the name of Sister So-and-so. We all have a Sister So-and-so in our church. She was Sister So-and-so when you couldn't remember her name, when you couldn't call her by her real name. She was Sister So-and-so, or when you felt like, God forbid, calling her out of her name. Oh, yeah, she's known to be a number of things. And according to the parents' description, she was two-faced. Somebody wrote a song about Sister So-and-so, and they said, "They smile in your face, and all the time they're trying to take your place, and they call them backstabbers." Oh, don't y'all leave me out here by myself. She can be a hand-clapping, tongue-talking, foot-stomping, and two-faced all at the same time. Oh, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Sister So-and-so. Oh, yeah, she is one who speaks in tongue but don't speak to nobody else. You know Sister So-and-so. She is the one who testified and said, "If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough." And as she testifies, the rest of the church is grateful that she don't have 10,000 tongues, because she causes enough damage with the one tongue she already has. Or just touch somebody and say, "You know her." She is the one who's dressed in white on the outside, but her heart is black as coal on the inside. I'm not talking about you. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Sister So-and-so. So-so-so. When they got to church, when the parents got to church, the little girl walked up to Sister So-and-so and kept staring and looking at both sides of her face. And Sister So-and-so said, "Why are you looking at me so hard, little girl?" And the little girl said, "I'm just trying to see, because my mama and daddy said you had two faces." But can I tell you tonight that Sister So-and-so wasn't the first church member with two faces? As you look closely in our text, Judas was the first man that walked with Jesus wearing two faces. Oh, my God. I know that Can you even think or tell a person who's protecting you from your deceiver or betrayer to leave them alone? In our text, if you consider the actions of Jesus, who is undoubtedly the perfect man, he exemplifies how to embrace a man who betrayed him. Or many of us in the church want to think Judas only hangs around outside the church. Oh, I wish that was so, but I'm sorry to say that Judas likes to hang around inside the church too. So I'm here to tell you, please be advised when you run into Judas, don't let him frustrate you. Don't let him interrogate you. Don't let him intimidate you. Oh, but my question to you is you got to do like Jesus do. Oh, you got to say within yourself, what would Jesus do? Would you respond like Jesus? Judas was no mistake. It's not just by happenstance that you have a Judas in your life. He was handpicked for our benefit to help us be strong soldiers in the army of the Lord. He also played a selected role crucial to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. No one really helped Christ reach his goal like Judas. Oh, yeah, Judas planned for Mission Impossible, but what he didn't know is that he helped mission to be possible. Oh, because if you think about it for a moment, over 2,000 years ago, oh, that's why we sing that song, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Well, in order for you to understand this today, this evening, there must be an inner awareness within your heart of knowing who you are in God. So you must have a serious relationship with God, because when the deceiver knocks at your door, you don't have to hit the panic button. Oh, because if you hit the panic button, you might do or say some things that's not pleasing to God. Oh, I don't know about you, but my relationship with God, is it too important to me? My relationship with God is so important to me. It's not going to let me look at you and worry about you talking about me and who going to be on this board and who going to put me up on this. Now, my relationship with God means more to me, my worship, because when me and God get together and I go into his secret place, me and God talk and we go into the secret closet. How many of you know your relationship? God hears your prayer. I gotta preserve my relationship. My relationship is important to me, because when I get down on my knees, I don't want God to be thinking about what I have done to my sister and my brother, but I want my relationship. My relationship is so important, oh, with God, until it reassures me that he has everything under control. I said he has everything. Every sickness, every demonic spirit, every witch, every warlock, oh, I'm declaring it in the house tonight, every control freak, he's got you under control. Oh yeah, that's why I don't worry about my enemy. The Bible said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. If he can control the winds and the seas and they obeyed him, he can control the lions and the deer. Oh yeah, he knows how to control the one. If he can control all of them, he knows how to control the one who throw the rocks and hide their hands. Oh, I want to serve notice to Sister So-and-so tonight, just in case she in the building. I just want to serve notice to you and tell you, you can't hide from God. You may try to hide from me, but you can't hide from God. You can plot schemes and set up conniving ways behind my back, but what you don't realize is that God is watching my back, because the Bible says the Lord is in every place.
beholding the good and the evil. Oh yeah, you can't bypass Jesus. That's why they call him omniscient God. He's all-knowing God. He knows your little dirty stuff. Oh yeah, that's why they call him awesome God. Jesus knew Judas was dirty when he picked him. Jesus, he knew it. He had all the power in the world to throw Judas under the bus, but he didn't. He picked him anyway. And all of us in here had some dirty in us, but God picked you anyway. We all was an ex something. Somebody in here was an ex liar. We all was an ex something. But thanks be unto God, he picked us. He looked beyond my faults, and he saw every one of my needs. Or tell somebody, he picked you. He picked you anyway. If you think about it, it was nothing but the grace of God. Oh, the grace. Thank God for the grace. Grace was my replacement. That's why we can call it amazing grace, because it was amazing. Oh, when folks said you don't deserve it, but grace knocked on your door and gave you another chance. Thank God for grace. Oh, God, take your seat for a moment. I just felt a little something. I just felt a little. You see, Saints, dealing with Judas, if you not prayed up and fasted up, you will get caught up in the games he tried to play. So you got to do like the Bible says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You got to put on the whole armor of God so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Or tell somebody, it's on now. Or when the saints get together and they go to talking about putting on some armor, it's on now. I got my clothes on now. I'm ready to fight now. I'm armed and dangerous now. You have to stay armed and dangerous so you won't lose your cool, saints. Because some of us have been delivered from some stuff. Oh, can I talk to some real folks? Some of us have been delivered, and we got that testimony. The Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. You can shout, you can dance, you can speak in tongues, and run around this building out of breath and roll in the floor, but the enemy still knows which buttons to push. Oh, can I talk to some real folk? You know some of y'all with some hood rats. Oh, don't y'all. Come on, I need. You know the Lord has delivered you. You were ghetto fabulous. Oh, but thanks be unto God. Oh, all of us didn't grow up on the hills. Some of us grew up in the hood. I'm glad they asked the question, can any good come out the hood? Y'all better stand up and say, I know some good can come out. I just needed some witnesses out there that can be a witness that the Lord can deliver you. That's why we have the testimony. He picked me up, turned me around. Oh, thanks be unto God. Oh, yeah. And at the end of the day, we have to face our Savior and do like the Bible says. Oh, you have to be able to withstand the enemy in this day and time, having done all to stand. That's why we pray the prayer, if you find anything, God, that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out. Take out envy, take out strife. I want to be right in the eyes of God. Oh, yeah, so you see the things of God, as you consider the part Judas played, you probably rather have a friend like John, whose character and personality traits one Jesus, or you might prefer Peter, which I call the gangster. He was bold and ready to fight any and everyone who threatened his beloved master. But Peter even challenged Jesus himself, rebuking him for his determination to die. Well, saints of God, the truth of the matter is Jesus could have accomplished his purpose without either Peter, John, season. Oh, but I want to zero in on the specific role that Judas played. For without Judas, Jesus never would have reached the hope of his calling. When God has a calling on your life, saints of God, Judas may have to be a part of the process to prepare you for the task. Oh my God. I said Judas may have to be a part of the process to help you grow in God. But listen, let me tell you, if God has called you to be on the usher board, he has to give you patience. Oh yeah, I applaud these ushers for their patience. You see, that wasn't my calling, mother, I'm going to confess. It wasn't my calling because if I ushered somebody to a seat three times and they told me they didn't want to sit in none of those seats, it would be wrong and ungodly if I kindly told them that there's plenty of room on the floor. That's not my calling. That you got to know that Judas has to be a part of the process because it causes you to grow in certain areas. It doesn't matter if you've been in a church for 40 years. It's still some areas you have to grow. It's still some areas you have to work on. For the Bible says, sanctify yourself, therefore, and be ye holy. That's what y'all taught me, mother. Be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Jesus knew all along about Judas. He allowed him to fellowship with him. But when Judas showed his true color, Jesus was somewhat real cool and calm and checked him and say, I see you. Jesus did not walk away from God. Oh, yeah, he did not walk away from what God called him to do. We that are in the church must keep your focus. I come to encourage you tonight. Keep your focus and remain loyal, even when Judas is in the midst. Don't get off the mother's board because Judas wants to participate on the board, too. Don't get off the choir stand because Judas wants to sing too. You just have to remain faithful and don't let nobody move you out of your rightful place. For the Bible says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And know that your labor is not in vain. Oh yeah, it was some sisters that sang a song and asked the question, is my living in vain? Is my praying in vain? Oh yeah, it was some golden girls who sang that song. I know sometimes you feel like, is my labor in vain? And they answered it back and said, no, of course not. It's not all in vain because up the road, somebody say up the road, up the road. Is it turn again? I'm here to tell you tonight, God said to those of you that have been working in the church for years, serving the men and women of God, stay there and do what God called you to do. Don't let Judas control you by giving in to his foolishness. The Bible says, if ye are willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Tell somebody, I'm about to be fat now. I'm about to be fat. Why them same folks talking about you, they're going to look up and see you blessed in the city, blessed in the fields. Oh, just look at your neighbor and say, watch me. Watch me. You ain't seen nothing yet. God's going to pay me for holding my bag, for being an adjutant. I know you've been calling me an agitator, but thanks be unto God. He gets the glory. He gets all the glory. And you're going to tell somebody I'm blessed. God sent me here to tell you it's your time now. They're going to look up and say, how you get that spot? How you get that place? How you get there? Oh, but the Bible says if you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you a ruler over many. Sometimes Judas is sent to be a thorn in your in it. But you cannot let Judas see your sweat. Just maximize the moment and use it for what it's worth. Don't let the devil make you walk away from your destiny. You have to put on the breastplate of righteousness and say, God, got a destiny for me to get to. I got a destiny. Sometimes you got to get sick and tired and say, for God I live. I don't care what nobody say. I don't have time. Sometimes you get like that. I don't have time to be fooling around pecking with chickens, oinking with pigs, and barking with dogs. I don't have... I'm serious about this thing, y'all. Oh, I've got to occupy my destiny. Look past those people who betrayed you. I'm almost finished. And just tell them thank you. Thank you for making me pray harder. Thank you for making me press harder. You didn't do nothing but make me do exactly what the Bible says. Says I press toward the mark of the prize of the call, high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But wait a minute, I'm almost through. This man Judas was a man Jesus trusted and allowed him the honor to hang around. Judas, he made a mistake and found interest elsewhere. For whatever reason, he made him turn on Jesus. Oh yeah, we gotta pray, saints. That's some of the reason why our young ladies are messed up today, because they find interest elsewhere. So they turn on Jesus and confide in a man for a relationship and think that their so-called love for them will hold them together. Oh, but we must teach our young ladies that they must be more interested in establishing a relationship with God rather than with a man who has more respect to get license for his dog than to get in license to marry you. Oh, y'all too quiet on that one. He got papers for his house, papers for his car, papers for his boat, and he can't get papers for you. You better tell Roscoe, you better get to step it. Because as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Oh, yeah, this world is confused. This world is confused, saints. We got to pray for our president. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry that I can't walk in the bathroom, mother. I can't walk in the bathroom. I'd be wondering. I'd be looking at the one with the skirt. But I walk in there and look in the mirror, and it looked like a man behind me, and come to find out it's a woman. This world is confused. Saints of God, last I checked, God didn't ordain holy matrimony for Elizabeth and Mary. You have to stand firm on the word. Don't lower your standards for anyone else. Oh, I'm still on my subject. I said he turned, Judas turned on him. You have to say within your heart, for I am persuaded, oh, that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Saints of God, if we have no heaven to look forward to, then we could live like we want. We want God to bring everything to us on a silver platter. We want God to arrest the enemy, but you won't stop sleeping with the enemy. One thing I despise to hear some of our girls say, mother, is that there are no men in the church. Stop saying that, ladies, because I ordered one. I got on my knees and prayed for a sanctified Holy Ghost filled one. Stop saying that, ladies. Oh my God. And another thing, stop saying all men are dogs. That's not true. Just because you had one bad experience doesn't mean they all come like that.
majesty he displayed during his betrayal experience. I learned from my pastor when he said, you gotta use your haters as elevators. Well, I come to tell you, while they're trying to push your button, they're pushing you closer, only closer to God. Just remember, if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. So hold on, saints of God. Let the Lord fight your battle. To the ones who covers me, I appreciate you looking out. Oh, but don't bother my Judas. God is about to prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Those same folks that tried to kill Jesus. Character, my God, only build his character. Saints, I stop by to tell you tonight, you might have been left out. You might have been put out. You might have been thrown out. You might have been casted out. You might have been forgotten about. But remember, the Bible says, oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You shall mount up on wings. Wait on God to work on your behalf. Just say thank you for watching my back. But don't bother my Judas. You gotta say thank you, because my God, he knows how to handle it on my behalf. You might feel discouraged, but the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, oh, the Lord delivers them out of them all. God knows how to feed adversity. Feed off of adversity in your life. It doesn't matter how cold the kiss. It doesn't matter how callous the heart. Just remember, the bitter kiss of betrayal can never stop the promises of God. I said it can't stop God from doing his work on you. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. So you ought to thank God for your Judas. Stand on his promises. If Judas had never tried to take your peace, you wouldn't know he promised to keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on me. If Judas had never tried to push you to fall, you wouldn't know that he is able to keep you from falling. I present you faultless before the presence of his glory. If he had never tried to discourage me, I would know, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. If he had never hit me with the weapons, I would know that no weapon formed against me will not prosper. If he had never started a fire, I would know that I've been tried in the fire. I come out as pure gold. Some of y'all was in some fire. The enemy intended for you to stay in the fire. You were sick at the end of your rope. You was in the fire. But I come to tell you, you need to thank God that you didn't die in the flame. I'm still here. I'm still standing. You ought to praise him, because you didn't die in the flame. You got to learn how to take your Judas with you and tell him, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm reminded, mother, and I'm getting ready to go, of a lady, an old lady who lived pastor next door to an atheist. And every time she would take out her trash every week and every morning she'd drag a trash to the corner, to the curb, and look up in the sky and say, Lord, I thank you for another day. Then the next week,